track 4, more news. TCS improving, but bullying still a concern. There have been rapid improvements at Tynmouth Community School, according to a recent Ofsted inspection. However, there is still more work to do, particularly to address poor attendance, bullying and the quality of education. Ofsted inspectors visited TCS at the beginning of October and rated the school as good in the areas of personal development, leadership and management, and sixth form provision. Previously, these areas were rated as inadequate and requires improvement. Bullying remains a concern for some pupils at this school, inspectors noted. Pupils are starting to understand what behaviour is unacceptable and are increasingly prepared to share concerns with adults. However, for some pupils, incidents are not resolved swiftly enough to reassure them that they will not reoccur. However, the inspection team did note that the school has clear expectations for the behaviour of pupils, acknowledging that while some pupils have found it challenging to adapt their behaviour to meet these higher expectations, the school is providing support to help reduce the number of pupil suspensions. Areas praised by the inspectors included school trips to bring the curriculum to life, opportunities provided for students to develop leadership skills, such as through the Duke of Edinburgh Award and the Charity Committee, careers guidance, and the way the school addresses staff well-being and provides staff development opportunities. TCS head teacher Rachel Wickham was pleased with the inspectors recognised the speed of progress being made in the school. Returning to inspect a school judged to be inadequate within a 19-month time frame is highly irregular. It is normally around 36 months, she said. We acknowledge that there is still work to do and the inspection findings accurately reflect our own evaluation and judgment of where we currently are on our school improvement journey. Whilst the school is no longer inadequate and has plenty of strengths to celebrate and be proud of, we do not consider ourselves to be the finished article yet, she added. Reassuringly, all of the areas identified as requiring improvement were already in hand as part of our school improvement plan and are being addressed at speed, she continued. We would like to thank our parents, carers, pupils, staff and wider trust community for their continued support. We are proud to be Tynmouth Community School, Mrs. Wickham concluded.
Dartmoor Right to Roam ruling in time for Christmas. A ruling on Dartmoor's controversial wild camping legal wrangle could be delivered before Christmas. The Supreme Court is currently considering its judgment following a hearing in London last month. Landowners Alexander and Diane Darwell have challenged a Court of Appeal ruling which allows people to wild camp on some privately owned land on the moor. Mr. and Mrs. Darwell own the Blanchford estate near Cornwood, where they keep livestock and offer pheasant shooting to guests. They say some campers cause problems for livestock and the environment and increase the risk of fires. The Dartmoor National Park Authority has opposed the couple's efforts to restrict wild camping through a number of court hearings. Mr. and Mrs. Darwell won a High Court case in January last year to be allowed to remove people found camping on their land, but the decision was overturned on appeal 6 months later. Earlier this year, the Darwells were given permission to take their case to the Supreme Court. Councillor Sally Morgan, Liberal Democrat, Bovey, serves on the DNPA as well as Teignbridge Council. She told a meeting of the Teignbridge Overview and Scrutiny Committee this will be a landmark case for any other very wealthy landowner. We are defending the right to roam because what Dartmoor provides is a natural health service. A lot of people need that solitude for their mental health and also to enjoy the silence out there. You just can't hear a thing apart from the birds and the water.
I love this next headline, Spreading Love, One Stitch at a Time. A Bishop Stainton care home resident and lifelong knitter has turned her passion for needlework towards providing comfort to premature babies. Over the past few months, Bishop Stainton House resident Maisie Baker, aged 87, has been knitting cardigans and blankets, which are now being donated to neonatal units at local hospitals. Maisie first started creating these special items after learning about the need for tiny clothing and blankets for premature infants. I've always loved knitting, and when I heard there was a need for little cardigans and blankets for premature babies, I knew I could help, she said. It makes me feel like I'm doing something important and giving back in a small way. The intricate work that Maisie does involves hours of dedication, with her creating each piece with love and care. The staff at Bishop Stainton House have been amazed by her generosity and the skill in her creations. One of the staff said Maisie's dedication is inspiring. She puts so much thought into every piece she makes, knowing it'll bring comfort to a family in need. The hospital staff who received the donations are equally grateful, recognising that Maisie's hand-knit creations provide more than just warmth. They are a tangible expression of kindness and care. At Bishop Stainton House, Maisie continues to knit, knowing that each stitch contributes to a cause that's close to her heart.
Tynmouth welcomes new RNLI lifeboat. Volunteers at Tynmouth Royal National Lifeboat Institute took delivery of their new lifeboat that last week. The Claude and Kath replaces the two Anns, which had been stationed at Tynmouth for 18 years. The B-class Atlantic 85 has a top speed of 35 knots, making the 8.5-metre rigid inflatable lifeboat, known as a RIB, one of the fastest in the RNLI fleet. It is designed to operate in shallow water and is ideal for rescues close to shore or near cliffs and rocks. These are areas that the larger all-weather lifeboats cannot reach. However, B-class lifeboats can also handle challenging open sea conditions and are able to operate in force 8 near gale winds in daylight and force 6 at night. The Claude and Kath has been primarily funded from the legacy of Miss Jean Stevenson, who lived in Chesterfield and died in December 2019. Jean was a long-term supporter of the RNLI, and her father, Claude, raised funds and organised the local lifeboat day. Jean remembered the RNLI with a generous gift in her will, with requests to fund a lifeboat. Jean had expressed a wish to remember her parents, Claude and Kath, and to honour all their volunteering and fundraising by incorporating their names on a lifeboat. Additional funding was also provided by the legacy of Joan Eileen Kenny, who lived in Dorset in memory of her late husband John Kenny. Everyone at Tynmouth RNLI is thrilled to welcome the new boat to the station, and we are honoured that the benefactors were so generous in their legacies, enabling us to continue saving lives at sea, said Tynmouth RNLI Lifeboat Operations Manager Charlie Woolnough. Tynmouth Lifeboat Station was one of the first to receive delivery of the Atlantic 85 back in August 2006, when the two Anns arrived. Last weekend, supporters of Tynmouth RNLI flocked to the lifeboat station to say goodbye to the two Anns. It was a fantastic occasion, with many supporters stopping by to say a fond farewell, including past and present RNLI volunteers, said a Tynmouth spokesperson. Over her 18 years of service, the Two Anns lifeboat was launched on service 1,227 times and assisted 823 people, with 22 lives saved.